Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot in the building. Thank you for joining us. Oh, the artist formerly known as the Black Dot.
Let's get it on. Thank you for being here with us.
Yes, yes.
On this special Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super duper excited. The end of the week for us.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of things to cover. How are you?
I'm good. This week flew, really.
Yes. It's kind of weird in and out thing.
Yes, we flew.
I got some extra noble time. Yes, and listen, he came over today.
He had a weird day off from school. I don't know
how that. Teachers administration.
Yeah. They have the weekend just like we have the weekend.
That's a cool thing to kind of... give teachers an extra day off.
Absolutely.
And they need it, man. These kids are crazy.
Yeah. And you got some noble time. Yeah, he's crazy.
That woke.
Yes, it's back.
Let's get right to it.
It's back.
Not only is it back, it's back and better than ever.
Yes, our world famous woke design. Woke, but I take naps. That's the motto we live by here.
That is the motto we live by here.
You know what I'm saying? And so now it's embroidered. Now, If you have like the original ones,
post a picture of that.
Send us a picture of that, yeah, because they look crazy compared to this.
And yeah, this is an embroidered patch.
Yeah,
which will last forever.
Yeah, this is
forever,
official.
Forever.
You hear that?
Forever.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And this one's back.
Yes, and this because this was sold out.
This one was sold out. The I am patches.
Yeah, it was sold out.
I am, you know, the African. Motherland patch is back in the shop as we speak.
Yes. And if you are a subscriber of ours.
If you are a subscriber.
Email or text subscriber, you got a special message.
You got a special message. You are welcome.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to say it like that.
Yeah.
You, my friend.
Absolutely.
Are welcome. But before we get started, I don't like to read something from the holy book, the holy I Am Excellence Planner. If you got your planners, I want you to turn to, what's the day, November 2nd?
It looks like a Bible.
You turn to the affirmation of the day is I am attracting positivity. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
and drawing positive people and experiences into one's life. And what comes to me is the word of God out of the Holy Urban Excellence Planner for $30 on shopurbannext.com. Is that you want to draw positive people in your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen, yeah.
All right, Malcolm.
Pass the offering.
I'm going to have to go around and get the offering and put up the PayPal, Mama Dot. Make cash sure you put up the Cash App. As we speak about the good word.
Pastor, pray around that side.
You know,
Pastor, pray around that
tell
side
us what you're grateful for. Mm. You have your daily priorities, which is to make sure you go to Shop Urban Next. That should be your daily priority.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Other notes. Make sure you go to Shop Urban Next. That's your other notes. And so just wanted to open up with, because we had some problems with the service today on.
Oh, yeah. We got through it. Most of
it. The morning meetup, we had a freeze.
We got through most of it.
Long as your accounts are not freezing, God is good. Well, with something with the internet or something. You know, God is only in control of so much, and man is the one that makes mistakes.
Amen.
I wouldn't look at tomorrow's affirmation, but I don't want to do that.
Goodness.
All right. That's my spiel for you to get your planner.
Yes, undated. You can start whenever. So if you want to start for these next 60 days with us.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yes. And I would also like to segue into, if Brother Panic was here and he heard the gospel, you hoteppers, you no good son of a gun. Shout out Brother Panic. Let's get right to it. I got word early this morning from Brother Shabazz from Eye Opener Production that Brother Panic made the transition. And I was shocked, you know what I'm saying, just as everybody else was. Condolences to Sister Khadija, who I never met, his queen, his family, everyone. I believe he had a daughter. I'm not sure how many children he had. I did see beautiful pictures of him with his granddaughter once or twice. And so the news reverberated throughout the conscious community, super duper heavy. And so I want to tell just one panic story, because he is significant in a lot of the stuff you saw me do. And what I mean by that is this. I keep telling you, I came into the conscious community in 95, 96, around that time. My first real introduction was these meta music mixes I created. They was called the Conscious Community, or just Conscious Meta Music Mixes, in which I was taking the latest records that were out at the time, removing the negative part of the message. I was inserting Bobby Hammett, Phil Valentine, Jewel Pookrum, Henry D. Bernardo, Khalid Muhammad, and then I would let the hook from the song play, and in great New York fashion, I would be co-hosting it. Yo, this is the Black Dot, this, that, and them joints went all over the country, so I'm going to take credit for being the one who fused the consciousness with hip-hop and metaphysics there. Then I started writing for Four Corners newspaper, and that's where Brother Shabazz discovered me or knew of me, because he said he was reading one of my articles and had to pull his car over to finish the article. That's how crazy the article was. So when Brother Chris wanted to start hip, wanted to bring Phil Valentine in, we used Brother Shabazz's platform, Eye Opener Productions. And you know the story, us three got together. And what was significant about that is because I was already the Black Dot, but we hadn't had no young people. So when I started wearing throwback jerseys, my hat back, getting real hip hop with it, it drew in a bunch of young brothers. And as I always mention the list, I'm not going to go through them. There's so many to mention. I always mention Brother Panic, because he was one of them young people who was drawn into Eye Opener. So his name is forever etched in the Eye Opener book. I was the one who introduced him when he did his first lecture, you know, at the Melanin Conference. He was speaking about melanin for the first time, and he was a little nervous because he had never been in front of a crowd before. And it wasn't a great big crowd because, you know, this is what it is. But he got through it. And from that moment, I can tell he had the buzz. You know what I mean? And so later on, Shabazz had kept trying to get me because I was already writing my book, Hip Hop Decoded. He kept trying to get me to do these, you know, hip hop lectures. And I was like, I don't really want. So Panic took the mantle from there. Mm. And Panic did this very, very long hip hop libation is what I call it now. And I don't know where he got this list from. It was a history of everybody in hip hop and from the beginning to the end. I think the damn lecture was 10 hours. And he called every single name, that names that I had forgotten. And so that became the first real lecture on hip hop. And he was fusing in consciousness and occultism at the time. And then he did one more lecture. And it was not as long, but he had a bottle of Henny on the stage, and he was on a cigar on his Panic shit early. I said, thank you. I will take that. And so when I saw that bottle of Henny, even though Bobby had been doing that for years, I understood the significance of archetype images in hip hop. So when I finally did do my first lecture, which was 7 or 8 hours long, that bottle of Hennessy was on the table, and I had people contact me and said, the only reason I watched, it was still on VHS, your VHS was because I saw the bottle of Henny on that stage, and it represented like a hip hop, so they knew I wasn't going to be up here, you know, speaking from the good book. And so that became the template that I would use for the next 2 years, even when I was with Griffin. I know Griff don't go nowhere near anything, narcotics and this and that. And more people said I sat and watched 7 hours. And, you know, and if you watch me on any of them DVDs, I only usually took one or two drinks because I wasn't a major, major drinker. But it was Brother Panic who did that first. In hip hop, it was Brother Panic who did the 10-hour lecture that I used as a spiritual libation, which brought Black Dot into that mix. And the rest, as we know, is history. I stayed on the hip hop path. He delved more into the darker sciences under the teaching and guidance of the Grandmaster Bobby Hemmett himself. Now, side note, people don't know that Brother Panic hip hop discography is deep as well. He was supposed to be on It Was Written by Nas.
Oh.
Because he was the big homie to Nas in the community. Oh. And for some reason, he didn't show up. Or he thought Nas was bullshit. And that's what he said. He said he was bullshit and shit like that. And even on MC Shan's song, The Bridge, where he says, Larry Lyre and Least Not Last. A cool brother by the name of Dazzle. However it goes, Larry Lyre is Panic. His name is Larry.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Me and Panic was not buddies and buddies like this. When we split our ways, but it was only a difference of philosophy and, you know, it wasn't no personal beef. And so I'm not going to sit up here and act like we was in the trenches together. But I did co-sign him for his first lecture. He did do a libation, and I did steal his swag before this journey began. And he is forever. I'm pulling his name up into the Eye Opener Hall of Fame conscious community before all the craziness started. So this is me pulling one titan, recognizing another titan, pulling the brother's name up into the Hall of Fame of consciousness.
Dope. Dope.
And all
like,
right.
Like they say, Ashe.
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 You nasty niggas. As Panic would say. And then Panic would say, don't be crying for me and all that. Y'all niggas better party.
Yo, you know, I always respected. He would have his comments turned off.
Yeah. He don't even, he wasn't concerned about what you said.
Yeah.
About I just,
that's kind of gangster.
Yeah, like, turn the comments off. Here's the joint. And he had a unique ability, whether you agree with him or not, to de-scramble your thought process. He was warped with it because he was trying to shake you out of that hotepism and that Christianity shit so bad. But little does panic know, I have re-established the word of God with the I Am Excellence Planner. No, so again, shout out to God, salute. I know he's already raising hell wherever he is. That's just the way it's going to be.
All right. So,
and with that being said,
rest in peace, Brother Panic.
Rest in peace. Cause hell on the next realm. And that's what it is.
All right, let's get to it. We do a quick roll call before we
get
started.
A quick roll call in there. We can do one of those.
Before we get started, I saw Delaware in the house. I saw, who else?
ATL's in the building.
ATL's in the building. What's happening? What's good? Who else? It's a lot of rest. It's a lot of love for Brother Panic in the house. So.
Tampa Bay, yeah. A lot of love for Brother Panic in the building. Yep.
Tampa was good. What's happening?
Brooklyn is in the building. B-more's in the house.
Omaha,
Toronto,
Nebraska.
Nebraska's
in the
building.
BX in the building, of course.
Massachusetts. South Cackalacka.
Cincy.
Ohio.
Mississippi.
Okay.
Orlando. Okay. Naptown. Plainfield. Rochester. Thank you for joining us here tonight. And let's get to some stuff, man.
Let's get to some stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, out of all the chain fast food spots, White Castle was the one that took the leap first.
They took the leap.
And what I mean by that, they started hiring robots as fry cooks. Now, we've been talking about this being a possibility or being like this, the inevitable stage next when it comes to fast food or AI robots, just the capabilities. So they've started hiring robots as fry cooks. And this comes on the heels of California raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to like $20.
So yes.
This McDonald's raised their price for the Big Mac to like $18 there, something.
$18?
Something crazy.
They're trying to offset. So now I got to pay $18 for a burger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not happening, but continue. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So an Ohio-based chain is experimenting with robotic fry cooks since September of 2020 when the original, quote-unquote, Flappy was installed in a Chicago-area restaurant. And it's after upgrading to the Flippy 2 at the original test location in November 2021, White Castle has decided to roll out a larger version of the program. So, like I said, this is going to, we're going to start seeing more of this happen as a result. There's already a lot, you know, there's already, if you go to McDonald's and you go to places, there's already kiosks where you can order.
Yes.
So the need for a lot of these workers has really shrunk.
Yes.
And I think we're just gonna start seeing more of this.
And I think it's a telltale of what's to really come.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a number of things I wanna unpack with this. Are the robots will they spaz out on you? Like there's too pressure. Too much pressure. Like the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the cook was going crazy. Will the robot go crazy? Like, you know, I'm tired of jet and start wilding. Cause we did see one of the robots in one of them warehouses.
Oh, yeah. Just like stop working.
He just stopped working like. No, because remember, these are sentients. They might start learning and say, Everybody else is getting a break. Tony's took vacation. These things start learning on the fly. And the robot just stopped working. And he's like, nah, I'm not. I'm taking a break like everybody else. And so will the burger place, you know, thing, or will it just keep hammering them out, getting your order correct, because it's going to start with the cook.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to lead to the customer service.
Yeah.
Where there will be no humans involved.
Yeah.
And you niggas, this is all about panic tonight, you niggas who don't have a skill set are going to be in trouble.
Yo, listen. Because what's going to happen is like the person who is able to repair and manage those machines is going to become valuable.
That's the value.
Right? So that's the value. But it's crazy because they're trying to figure out, they're going to have a machine to do that.
Yes.
Low-key because, so my man, he's a software engineer.
Yep.
And his job works at a huge company. His job already sent emails that like, hey, we testing out some new software that's gonna make y'all jobs easier. I was like, nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, yo. He was like, I already know what that means. So I'm starting to learn that software now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I can be of use to that. So because that was the
That's exactly what it was.
You junior software programmers
is in trouble. So this whole thing is becoming automated, cashews everything around me, or should I say corporations rule everything around me, cream. And so you are seeing the beginning stages of the end of, remember we spoke about how you move an entire society from one stage to the other. And I think the final stage is the lowest realm of occupancy. Like, you don't need a rocket science to figure out how to flip burgers. It's the one thing. And now I can't even go, you know, this is the Black Dot. Welcome to Happy Burger, because they got a machine doing my job.
Yeah.
So that puts me under pressure because I had that in my back pocket.
Absolutely.
And so now, instead of paying you $20 an hour, you got an attitude, you late, you stealing. No disrespect to the people who work in the fast food industry, but they are some of the craziest people. They're sort of like mail workers. Like mail workers, when they say go postal, they literally mean, because the mail never stops coming.
Yeah.
And people underappreciate what you do.
Yeah.
I worked at UPS. I told you, the mail, the parcels never stop. After I finished loading a truck, another truck is pulling in nonstop. It's just box after box. And your box got the audacity to say fragile. Are you fucking crazy? Fragile this, motherfucker. Throw the box in there. Keep this shit moving. And then I used to also be on the sorters list, because you could do loading, unloading, or sorters.
Yeah.
So me and my man said, let's you know, they advanced me. Yeah. I'm smart. Yeah. This nigga smart. Took me upstairs to do the sorting, and it's a big-ass conveyor belt, and I have to sort in real time through area codes so that somebody down there can take it off the conveyor belt. So I have to sort and convey my shit. So I'm working in box 702. I got to sort homie box, but I got to also peel my boxes, and they never stop.
I'd go postal too.
Come
in. And then you walk in, and dinner's not made?
Oh, I'm killing everybody in here. Yeah. You know, and so the people who work at these fast food joints have probably said, at least I can work and flip burgers. Then you go in and they got an attitude.
Remember that lady remember the lady who shot at the
she had her joint on her and shot out the goddamn fast food window. And homie just once said he never got his tater tots. You know, come on now. Sometimes you get your fries. Now you know McDonald's fries. You got to eat them when them shits come in the bag. You can't wait till you get home.
No, absolutely. Because
them fries is no good. Yeah. Whatever kind of super grease they put on them fries, and Bill Gates and them to make them fries taste delicious. You got, and I know all the poison that's in them, but them is one of the hottest fries coming out. You got to eat them right away. While you driving, you got to be reaching in the bag to eat them fries. If I get my fries on the rip, and I take one as a complimentary, okay, thank you very much for my honor. these are warm already. Yeah. I already doing the math. I got a 10-minute ride.
Yeah.
Can you get me more fries?
You liable to catch a bullet.
You liable to catch a bullet in there. Oh, say, Tony, make more fries. Code 7. What is code 7? Don't worry about it. Code 7.
It's just going to be faster for you.
It's going to be very faster for you. And then you wonder why your fries taste a little bit different. I don't want them to taste a little different.
Yeah.
And so just be careful in there.
Yeah.
So them people have, and then when you come home, you just did a bid.
Yeah.
Crazy bid.
Yeah.
You come home, this is the entry level. But the person agitating you don't know you just came home. Remember them two lady men jumped over the counter. They was beefing. Y'all know it.
Yeah.
It's a classic case. And homie went ham on them.
Yeah.
And he was beating them down. Yeah. He had just came home.
Yeah.
So he was, in his mind, he was in the mess hall.
Yeah.
And somebody, you know, he got word that it was about to pop off. And he jumped and he put in work.
I remember.
Remember that, right?
I remember, yeah.
So you don't know the mindset of these people. Another scenario. Your son is a deadbeat. Mm-hmm. He's just home playing video games, smoking weed. He ain't wrapped too tight. Mm-hmm. You went and got him an application.
Yeah.
You talked to the manager, listen, and now you have your son. This is his first time being integrated into a whole bunch of people, and they got him doing more than one thing at one time. He right. can't walk and chew gum. You know this, because this is your son. Now he got to walk, chew gum, place orders, flip burgers, clean the floor, this and that. And he in there, and somebody says, yo, fucker, you stupid or something? And he loses it, because he is stupid.
Yeah.
Poof! And so now, the reality has set in, he jumped the counter, he wild out.
Yeah.
Now you gotta come, and that's not my baby didn't. So these are just scenarios that go off the literal
yeah.
chain.
Yeah.
Another scenario.
All right,
that's enough. So I'm trying to tie all of the AI into what this does. So we're all of these people who we had safe places yes. for them to go.
I saw a clip from the South Park just put out a new like movie special, and I saw a clip of like it was a plumber, it was a rich Mexican plumber. He was going past Home Depot. You know how it's Mexicans by Home Depot. He was driving past in a new whip. And he's looking at people, and these are all white collar workers. So software programmers, like, oh, we need work. The news reporter, like everybody with like you know good jobs, were on the side asking the plumber if he needed work. And he's like, get off the road, y'all are messing up the neighborhood. Like, what are y'all doing? So AI and Joe Biden, he apparently just signed an executive order to regulate AI,
mm-hmm.
because I think they're gonna see like with the capabilities AI can do just now. It's only 2023
yes.
now.
Yes,
it's gonna put a lot of people out of work. So what I think they're gonna do, and I got this from it's this guy named Hotep Jesus. It's on Twitter.
Yeah. Shout out, panic yes. with that one, Hotep yeah. Jesus.
So he talked about like AI being used for only middle class and upper middle class people, like I. Everybody else below that, like, they're gonna figure out a way to keep you away from that because it's making work so much easier.
Got you.
You get what
got
I'm saying?
Yeah. So it is an interesting.
Like I can see that happening because, yeah, like, somebody put in the chat music.
Yeah.
Actors, like, that's why they on strike now. The writers, that's yes. why they on strike now. Like, things yes. that you need to think for.
All the thinking has already been done.
Right.
But remember, this happened once we got introduced to Google,
right?
Microwaves,
right?
Telephones with all of the information in them. Remember, they have a 10, 20, 30 year plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the moment. And so they already got the advanced stuff rolling out, but they know they can't hit us all with that at one time because we will lose it.
Yeah.
We will panic.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then begin to act other than self, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they know they have to integrate this into our reality.
Yeah.
Once we accept it, then they move us along. Go back to the Ice Age or the Stone Age. The nigga created the wheel, and now, oh shit, the wheel.
Yeah.
So now we could just roll things.
Yeah.
And then what that led to, and so forth and so on. So please do not sleep on this. Learn AI as much as you can. It's challenging. I tried to sit down the other day and take an AI course, and I'm one of the people that will be at Happy Burger.
Yeah. You have to become just like the you got to figure out a software that needs it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Or that you got to almost get ahead of the curve,
yeah.
if that's even humanly possible, yeah. to figure out how you're going to do that, because if I can't go to Happy Burger,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Not a lot of work out there for old guys like myself.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a report, don't know how true this is, but apparently Burna Boy turned down a performance in Dubai because he couldn't smoke weed. $5 million performance.
$5 million performance is what I'm hearing.
I don't believe that. We cannot be that important for me to turn down $5 million.
Well, it's probably
for our performance, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he probably is going to be there for a while.
Exactly. And then other sheiks and stuff like that going to want you to play. That's a lick you just passed up on because you couldn't put down the weed.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's...
I don't believe it, though.
That he couldn't put down the weed... I think it's more of from a cultural standpoint, how important is the weed to Burna Buns? How important is that to him? You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know what I'm saying? Is it just the principalities of it, Malcolm? $5 million, that's a lot of money, but I ain't turning down $5 million. I ain't turning down.
I'm talking as Malcolm. You're right.
I'm not turning down.
I'm talking as Malcolm.
They can say, we want the Urban X family to come to Dubai. You can say whatever you want to anybody, but you cannot, you know, do something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm with it.
He called him Burna Buns. I caught that as well. Why'd you call him that?
That's not his name?
No,
that's not his name. His name is not Burna Buns? No. Didn't he have a dress on in one of them?
No. Why you just... You,
am I confusing the people?
Yeah, you... Like, did he... I don't remember him having a dress on.
Did he have a dress on, guys?
You always putting that on somebody.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
You're always
asking.
Putting that on somebody. I don't know.
Just asking.
Shoot.
I thought I saw him in a dress. Well, yeah. I could be wrong. There's so many people in dresses now.
They got a lot of rules out there in Dubai, though. A
lot of rules.
Yeah.
You can't touch. That girl went to jail for touching the postal worker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What?
He's like, yeah, you got my stuff. Yeah, and they were just like.
This. Yeah. Hello, you want a bob? Yeah.
There's a lot of rules. No public displays of affection.
Yeah, none of that.
If you caught eating outside during Ramadan, it's
that's death.
Yeah, it's no smoking. Death. I think you can't drink in public.
But meanwhile, they can shit on you literally in private. That's a private thing. Now you got to be a sheik for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You got to be grand sheik.
I'm okay with going there. I'm all right with going up there. I'm cool.
If they tell me I can't curse or can't wild out, but they're gonna pay me $5 million, we out there. We out in Dubai. I'm in my my garb and everything. Mama Dot, you wearing
everything up.
Everything. You're gonna be in 3/4 of cloth with just your eyeballs out. Telling you. That kind of bread. All right, real Birkin bags, real ones.
You're not gonna get caught at the airport.
Because I already got. That's what you're getting for your birthday. A big ass fake Birkin bag, but for that trip, real Birkin bags.
Okay.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Keefe D appeared in court this week. He pled not guilty. And there was reports that he couldn't afford a lawyer, so he had to use a public defender.
Ouch. I'm not surprised. But because where's he getting money from?
Exactly.
After them high moments when they was doing that, he ain't. And so they waited all of this time. But he's not the killer.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we make of what's really going on?
Yeah. I'm confused, actually.
Is he going to be the one that ultimately takes the fall so that this case is officially closed? Because I'm not going to sweat you. It doesn't matter to me anyway. No disrespect to diehard Tupac fans. Let me say this immediately. He's top 3 or 4 on my list all time. We're not talking about him. This is 30 years ago or 28 years, whatever it is. And so we have all kind of been like, geez, you know what I mean? And so what does it mean? Why are they doing this now? Or are they playing a level of chess that we don't understand, which is going to draw out The Dark Knight?
That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm saying
that was a good one. That was a good one.
Right, and draw the Dark Knight out. Right. So they're using another villain, like the Dark Knight. Now the Dark Knight is in play. Is that connected to all of that in which they fry a bigger fish?
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
You know, I jump off.
Yeah.
Sometimes I jump off.
But Keefe D, he was represented by special public defenders Robert Arroyo and Charles Cano after delays when Keefe D previously stated that his lawyer wasn't able to make the hearing. It was later revealed that he was unable to come to a deal with defense attorney Ross Goodman. And he would need a public defender. So, because again, he don't have any income. He don't got money.
Yeah, so.
And to put my neck on the line for a case like that, I'm going to need something.
Yeah. Facts. And them public defenders, man, I think you should just settle.
Yeah.
And so it looks bad.
Absolutely.
It looks bad.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Let's do that.
And we got a lot of stories. We got a lot of stuff to come back to. Thank you for the super chat. We're going to get to that when we get back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Thank you guys for joining. We appreciate all the support. Don't forget to hit the like button, please.
Yeah, quick announcement. Get those likes up, but the Obar sale is over.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
But in business, the customer is always what?
Right.
The customer is always right. So if you call him tonight and say, I just saw the ad.
And I need it.
And I need that reading. I'm pretty sure Obar will oblige.
Well, we hope. We didn't speak to him.
Obar be like, man, I don't give a fuck.
We didn't speak to him about this.
What Black Doctor saying, the shit is over. Yeah. Okay. Now, I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right.
And shouts out to Ascending Infinite Goddess.
Ascending Infinite Goddess.
Definitely reach out to her.
Definitely reach out to her. I'm pretty sure as Black Friday approaches, she going to cook something up for you to kind of make sure you come into the new, because we're in Scorpio season.
Yes.
And this is death regeneration. There's a lot going on during Scorpio. All
right.
Yeah.
So let's get to some stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So guys, I think early this week I saw a very, very gruesome, disturbing video. Didn't want to see it. It was just on my timeline everywhere.
Yeah.
As a result of an argument that took place in a Brooklyn building, right?
Yes.
Between a man, a woman, her husband, her son, and I thought, I'm not gonna lie, there was no caption with the video. I just thought I was about to watch a fight. It was just on.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the most gruesome videos I've ever seen. It was a fight about to ensue. Guy turns around, walks away. The guy who was the aggressor, or the guy who was just sitting at the desk, he pulls out a gun that had a beam on it. So
a goddamn beam.
Had a beam on it. Shot the guy in the back, shot his son, killed his son, came back, walked over both of them again to finish the job.
Yes.
And I was just like, yo. And
patiently waited for the elevator to come, got on the elevator, and left. And this was all over noise complaints.
Yeah.
Now I wanna say this. First of all,
condolences, bro.
Condolences, and just the whole situation should be avoided. But what happens is when you are in an ongoing dispute with a neighbor, right? That's a lingering anger because the mother said or the sister said when they would see each other and coming in and out of the building, they would always exchange words like, well, you know, whatever, this and that, your mother, this and that. So we're talking about an ongoing dispute. I want to add context to that because it ain't just one day somebody was making noise and you go upstairs and be like, yo, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
You know, this and that. And you know, so it's an ongoing thing where tempers are brewing. And if they say one more thing to me, then you got to add content. You don't know what each situation was. The people upstairs was Haitian. This dude was something else. And they was beefing. I hate you. This, that. You should go back to your country. It's so many moving parts that eventually led to a boiling point.
Yeah.
Because he lived downstairs. He came upstairs with a coat on.
Yeah.
All right. So if I live upstairs and I'm not going out of the building, I could just come upstairs as is.
Yeah.
If it's about talking. So he came upstairs like, I'm pretty much tired of this. Now the dude who was the aggressor was a bodybuilder.
Yes, he was a big dude.
And he looked like Suge Knight over this dude.
He was a big dude.
And
scissors.
He had scissors in his hand.
So I was like, okay, but he walked away.
But he did walk away. But remember, I just got finished telling you the guy who came upstairs for smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't come upstairs to reason.
Absolutely.
He didn't run back downstairs, get the bur- he came upstairs for smoke.
Yeah.
And so the coward in this dude, because if you was all that, you could have clapped him in his face. You waited until he was walking away.
Yeah.
You already had the upper hand because you got the joint with the beam on you. And so it was a very cowardly act. And then to kill his son like that,
bro.
You know.
And then so situations like this always like really make me sad because in an instant, that woman's life, that family's life is forever changed.
Yes.
Like right then and there, two people Right? Yes. 27-year-old and your husband, like your son and your husband, both gone just like that in the most gruesome fashion. It's
over. The most gruesome, something she will never be able to get out of her head.
Right.
And her mind.
Right.
Because when all the smoke clears, it's over noise with my neighbor.
So when we talk about situations up here and we say like, yo, the goal is to get home. That's what we mean. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I saw a podcast. I don't know what the podcast was, right? And they asked the girl, they said, so if you and your man is out in the street and somebody says something to you, like, what you want your man to do? She was like, beat him up. He was just like, what? Like, and I'm not going to lie, that is, when you're dating somebody, that is a test to give.
Yes.
I promise you. Guys, that is a test to give, because if she is willing to put your life at risk, because once, and I want women to understand this too, once you decide to get your husband, your dad, your brother, whatever, to handle a situation for you, have to accept the fact that something can go left.
That's right.
And you can lose that person.
Not only could you physically lose them if they go to jail, if they bout it.
Right.
And it all ties back to you. And I want
to. And I'm not saying to put up with disrespect. I'm just saying to you have to really think about these situations.
But these are the situations, because I got hammered when people thought I was taking shots at the Moors. And I wasn't taking shot at the Moors when I said, don't pull that Moorish shit on the police.
Yeah.
Pull that shit on in the court system under a civilized situation. Pull out your Moorish piece and go to work. But when you're dealing with these devils who only see you as a beast or a piece of ish, that's what I'm talking about. Use common sense to get out of a situation. Don't let these hotheads prevail and find you in a situation where you've lost your husband and your son.
Right. So
all in one instance.
So the shooter, he got killed by the cops the next day.
Yes. I believe he was living in his car. He didn't think this through, obviously.
Yeah, and he tried to go at them with a knife. So he was trying to crash out anyway.
Right. He was on a suicide mission. Yeah. He told them, this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
And which I find weird, because where's the gun?
Yeah.
Unless he tossed the gun.
That's,
again,
complete ad-libbing. Like, he didn't know what the hell. He didn't plan none of that out.
Because the last thing I'm tossing is the gun.
Right.
This shit is already, and when he went back over and made sure homie was out, now, listen, this is a suicide mission for me. I'm not letting go the one thing I can use to protect myself.
And again, when you deal with strangers, you don't know what their past is, what they're going through, because they pulled up his rap sheet.
He
was a CO, got fired because he pulled a gun on two plainclothes cops.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? So clearly was not wrapped too tight. Clearly has an aggressive past, you know, just.
And I learned that lesson the hard way as a bus operator, right? You meeting these people. And a bus operator was beefing with another passenger over a transfer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Thinking, and the dude walked off the bus, walked to the front of the bus, and shot him in his eye. And it was a wrap. Over a transfer.
Yep.
Something that you don't get paid extra for, because you don't know where these people are in this walk of life. Now, if you want to call me a scared nigga, I should always... Then that's who I am tonight. I am scared.
You got it.
I want to get home.
Facts.
To Malcolm and Noble and Mama Dot and all of that. And so now if you find yourself in a position, I shouldn't have to say this, where you have to defend yourself, that's something totally different. But we have to think our way through this, because now she's preparing for not one, two funerals.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
And that was something that was really, really crazy.
Yeah. And again,
see, somebody said a bus operator just got killed down in, I believe that's in Atlanta. SEPTA workers, not safe. Yep.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
But What was I going to say? That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, somebody mentioned in the chat, trauma porn. The reason why I think we are where we are as a society now is because, like, we're just casually just watching...
Yes.
Some of these, like, the most gruesome things, horrific things that...
And I didn't read that one either. Yeah, it just showed up. Saying... And then when it went off, I said, holy wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except it's in Philly. Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's in Philly, you said? Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, last show, we talked about DJ Academics and his beef with Saucy Santana.
Yes.
Right? So, Saucy said he called him the F word, and I want to say it here, you know, YouTube.
No, and out of a panic, I should be able to say that. Mm. No, I won't say it.
So he called him that, and then he said, I'm gay, but you were that, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I think Academics responded. And this is after we got off the show.
Yes.
We saw this, right?
Yes.
Academics responded. And then Saucy came back and basically said, I'm about to beat you up, and then I'm going to
I'm going to tap you.
In the mm.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Now, that is the most.
Now, here's the thing.
Jeez.
Prior to that statement, I was like, good for Academics. That's what he gets, because he got a big mouth. He be behind his mic talking. Somebody going to see him. Like, somebody going to see him. Cool. That's what you get. But then you threatening rape. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
That's like. And what makes it weird is because it's Saucy Santana. That yeah. just made more ladies say, remember, people don't remember. Hassan Campbell said that to Doggy Diamonds in their beef.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did. I'm almost for certain. He said, I guess he was trying to be funny. Since you think I'm, when I do catch you, I'm going to do that to you. And even that was like,
yeah.
Jeez, but Saucy Santana holding you down?
He looks strong.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Because Saucy Santana might just do that shit. This shit is weird and crazy.
Okay.
So now that boxed Academics in because he can't respond
exactly
because of the LGBT HTV community.
And he wants to say some stuff so bad. He started tearing up at the fact that he was like, if I say something, I'm going to get canceled. So again, Quagmire here, because he goes after women like it's no tomorrow.
He goes after women.
He goes after other.
Shout out my son.
Yeah.
Because my son did point that out about.
Right.
Academics quickly going after our women.
He goes after other guys like it's no tomorrow.
No tomorrow.
But the minute gay dude says something, now you are afraid of getting canceled. I think that's odd, Academics. That's just Malcolm. I think that's odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, this I think that goes into another conversation of male sexual assault not being taken serious. People laugh at
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like the fact that Saucy can just say that and everybody's laughing, like, how did you get Academics? I think that's, you know, that also says something because there are a lot of men who get violated and who never come out.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle had a joke about that. It was like somebody going on in like Atlanta, like it was like four dudes that came out. I said, four people come out, you know, it's like 30 people.
Yeah.
Because for a dude to come out.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Say that happened to them.
And that's why when I said 5 years ago, I thought more men are raped in this country than women. They lost
they
it.
Did.
It's because they immediately got emotional. But I was saying, first of all, the head of the snake here in this country, that's a cultural thing. Speaking in code, that is a cultural thing for them. Then there's the prison system. Then there's the weird uncle. Then there's the Hollywood system.
Mm-hmm.
And,
boys'
homes. There's so many levels of it that never get reported because of that situation. At least we think most of the women stuff may get reported.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not get into a tit for tat for that. One is a real, one is a total violation. And one is a deep, deep secret that men carry with them for the rest of their lives. And so when that hits, it triggers trauma on a whole nother level. All right, so let me try to keep that, you know.
So Queen Latifah had something to say. She retweeted something. I'm gonna read it. Oh, she put on her Instagram. She said, it's crazy how DJ Academics is crying scared to say anything to Saucy Santana. Because he's a gay man and he's scared of getting canceled, but has said some of the most outlandish, vile, disrespectful, and demeaning things to black women with absolutely no fear whatsoever. Brings me back to the Malcolm X quote, the most disrespected and unprotected, neglected person in America is the black woman. So,
we dropped a bomb to that?
Yes.
And let me reiterate, I thought that was a comment by my son, the gentleman.
Okay.
He was reposted.
It was.
Oh,
okay,
was.
So she reposted that.
Okay. All right.
So that's what happened. Got it.
Right. Just making sure I'm clear on that. But it is 100% true. And when you can sit behind a computer in some dusty ass basement somewhere and let everything off in that capacity. Not in the satire. You know what we do up here. We're having fun in most cases. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you're sitting there and you're targeting black women and you're going in to that capacity. At some point, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah.
But knowing your place, mm-hmm. which is what this Saucy Santana situation, whether Saucy violated, because Saucy crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
Saucy got real saucy with that.
Yeah.
Right? It still shows he understands clearly what he's doing
mm-hmm.
when he does what he does, because dude, nigga, jump.
Yeah.
You feeling froggy? Leap.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Right? And so he won't, and he would rather cry and act like a bitch, mm-hmm. right, than to step up and show who you are. You've been one way the whole time. You that dude, right? You know everybody's information. Go for it. Show me.
Good point. Good point.
Just say it. Just saying.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
In a fight, I got saucy in
there. Yeah, I'm not. I feel like
I think if they got in the ring right now, I'd put my money on Saucy.
So, the company of cup of noodles, you know, cup of noodles.
Yeah, the jailhouse.
So apparently, they have a new design for their containers that are now microwavable.
All right.
Now, like you, like me, a lot of people around the world, a lot of black people were just like,
I've been microwaving that a long time ago.
Even though it says don't microwave.
First thing we do
is microwave.
Microwave that shit. Yeah, you put it in there for microwave that. Yeah, So
it was funny. Everybody was like, "Damn, I got cancer." I got cancer.
I definitely have levels of cancer.
Yeah.
With that, because I've been nuking that baby
forever.
Forever.
You know what I'm saying? But you're actually supposed to boil the water, then pour it in.
I know.
Then put
the
top on it.
Let it simmer.
Yeah, no.
Sit around. Can't
wait
that time.
I can't wait that long, man.
And then they must be desperate. Like, bring Leeway in.
Yeah.
Leeway's got a lot of bright ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, Leeway. Hey, peace, brother. You know, bring you up from the mail room. Just want to talk to you. How's it going down there? It's good. Hey, we have these cup of noodles. We know your community likes cup of noodles.
Yeah.
We're going to maybe add a jerk chicken flavor. I don't want to blow it up for you, Leroy, but collard greens and mac for Thanksgiving. Collard greens and mac, oodles and noodles with turkey tinge, a little bit of cranberry. Just sink some of the new flavors.
That's a
fact. But what can we do, Leroy, here to, kind of microwave that, yeah. Mike, your mother's obviously not home.
Yeah.
Your father's not around. What would be an easier way
exactly
to ensure, Leroy?
And if you went to college, use microwaving them, Josh. Yeah, stop
playing. You might have went on a scholarship or something, you know, that helps you out.
Could you jump high?
Yeah, because you can jump and run.
Yeah.
What would be the easiest way to get that done, Leroy? Microwave.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Head back down to the mailroom. Down, yeah. Go all the way downstairs.
Check his pockets.
Check his pockets on the way out. Yeah, and that's the way that goes.
So, thank you for the super chat, Blood Money.
Thank you, Blood Money. Appreciate you.
Somebody, I don't have a subscription, but I try to give $5 at least twice a month. So just get the subscription.
Just get the sub, man. Because it's a lot of info in there, bro. It's a lot of good quality stuff in there. Trust me. And I just found.
But thank you.
A mushroom plug.
Oh, okay.
For medicinals, all kind of stuff. I found the plug of all plugs.
Okay, all right.
Contacted Black Dot on the back phone.
All right.
And said, the plug is here.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So, the U.S. just approved a package deal to Israel for $14 billion.
That's right. Send all of our money to Israel.
We sent 300 troops there as well to
Ukraine, everybody.
To help as well. It's looking like it's going down, everybody.
Did you see that list of every major head of government here in this country? They all have
ties to
dual citizenships.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was so scary, bro. That was the most blatant alliance that I think I have ever seen in real time, and it just was letting you know who run this.
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. I'm not mentioning the HDTV community, and I ain't mentioning the real estates by name.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Because
even in the spirit of panic, who's never bitten his goddamn tongue for nobody.
Yeah.
Panic is cursing me out right now. Nasty hotepa nigga black doc.
Say it,
nigga. No panic wherever you are in your travels. I will not say it.
So at the same time, they also are trying to roll out a like anti-Islamophobia act as well, because the hate crimes on Muslim faith people are rampant. Even though I saw a graph, I don't know how accurate it is, on the amount of hate crimes against black people and against everybody else. And
it's not even a conversation.
Yeah.
That's how far, we've been. And if you Muslim and black, how about that? That's exactly. A double whammy.
Exactly.
Shit. Nope. Mr. Darius, thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
What about black people? Exactly. Somebody said they got reparations.
Them's
been gone. They.
Oh, yeah.
Them's been gone. They trying everything not to give black people reparations.
Yes.
Goodness. Wash, rinse, and repeat. That's exactly all that's happening with this Israel thing. So now
I don't mean Deshaun to keep cutting Malcolm off. I apologize.
After you just cut me off just now.
Yeah, I cut him off to tell him I'm sorry for not
just cutting you off.
Meaning to cut him off. Yeah, you're right. I got to get out of that habit.
But what I was going to say is, so now the big thing in the news is the call for a ceasefire. Like now that is you, Grant. That's you on your virtual signaling. If you call for a ceasefire in the Gaza, then you are on the right side.
Right.
Because, the Israel military, they are bombing highly dense places that they know have kids in there. Biden came out, and apparently they kind of caught him in a lie, acting like he doesn't know the amount of kids that are being killed over there. It's like four times the amount of kids that have been killed in Ukraine, and the Ukraine thing has been happening for over a year.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Very, very tough situation. And, our hearts go out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, dealing with anything that's inhumane, so to speak, it's just, come on, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I've heard about the Protocols of Zion, of course. I've read that book. Yeah.
Also, this is breaking news, actually. This happened a few minutes ago. A jury convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud and like six other counts of like money laundering. He got found guilty on all accounts.
So he going from Yale
to Yale
to Yale.
I don't know if he actually went to Yale, but did he go to Yale?
Well, yeah.
Did he go to Yale?
From Yale to Yale.
Yeah.
Hate crimes in Black America 10 times the amount. Thank you, Black Voltron Reloaded. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
The good thing for him is he's going to a white-collared...
Yeah, I think he just took the fall. Because you're not money laundering by yourself.
No, it's impossible.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be such easy to investigate and this and that. Obviously, it's a machine in place.
Yeah.
So now he'll be in there with Vito.
Because remember, they already found out that he was donating money
To the Democrats.
And Democrats, they were sending money to Ukraine, and Ukraine was sending
money
back to
the Democrats.
And through FTX.
Yeah. So it's all a big...
But he's going to be the one to take the fall.
So now he's like, hey, we got a... What's your name again? A free fried. Yeah. He's in here with us. We're making, sausages and, Italian food. Tell me about
Did you watch the Gotti documentary?
Now he just cut me off.
Did you watch the Gotti documentary?
I did not watch the Gotti documentary. I'm trying to get over skin. He was wilding. I want to know the FTF thing. What do you do with the coins and everything? Huh? Mm. So what do we steal the coins and then we sell them on the black market? No, there's actually no coins.
Yeah.
But in my mind, okay, I get it. In my mind, they're coins. Okay, these coins that don't really exist. They like exist across a wave or something. So they're not really coins. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have to go in with a team and steal the coins.
Right.
But we can still steal the coins. Tell us how you do that, huh? Yeah, well,
It's racist.
Yeah, that is racist.
It's very racist.
Well, it's not racist because black people can't be racist.
It's prejudice.
I know, guys.
It's still funky.
Black Dot Pesci.
You know, me, Tony, two times.
The Dot
Tony,
father, two that's times.
Okay.
But but check out the Gotti doc. It's pretty good. He was wildin'.
No, Gotti was wildin'.
He was wildin'. Like,
Gotti was wildin'. He murdered Paul, Castellano,
yeah.
Right there in the public spot.
Yeah.
And made everybody see that.
Yeah.
Gotti was wildin'.
Him and his bodyguard,
yeah? Yeah. He was wildin'.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Get your questions ready, and we shall return with some more stories.
Okay. Right. We're going to return. Don't
we'll be right back.
It. The Dark Father, they're calling me now. The Dark Father. Man, I like it.
Jesus. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back. And we are back.
Thank you guys for joining yet again. We appreciate it.
Become a member.
Become a member so you can see those episodes when they drop. We just put up the first episode up on YouTube. So if you're not a member, you could go check that out.
The full episode.
But you can go, if you are a member, you go check out episode 2 and 3, which are up in the membership.
And we put Megaville's full verse at the end of that.
Full verse of the song in there as well.
Because a lot of people, you know, they on the hook in the commercial, but you get the full verse. Check your emails.
Yes, guys, check your emails. And if you are a text, if you're on our text list as well, check your messages because we sent out a secret sale email.
There's a
just secret, for you guys. Just yep. For y'all.
I'm just going to keep it being. It's a secret sale going on. Check your email right now. It's only going to be on until Monday. You better get that secret sale. It's the biggest sale we've ever given. Only for people on the membership list and the people on the text message list.
Just for you guys.
The rest of you, sorry.
Real quick, shout out to Thoughtful Academy in the chat. The new hair, just subscribe. Shout out to you for subscribing.
Appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate that. Here, new subscriber, all of that. Now, we need all of that.
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, trusting us with your time.
And watch a couple of episodes because, I don't want you to think something crazy is going on here. This is what we do.
He's really like this all the time.
I'm really like this all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get used to the dry humor.
Yeah. Right. So let's get to some more stuff.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Nancy Pelosi, you guys, you know, former Speaker of the House, she was just subpoenaed in a criminal case. And I don't know if you remember this case involving her husband. Remember?
Right. Her husband came downstairs in his underwear fighting with another guy who was an intruder.
Right.
Yeah. I remember the case. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, she has to produce documents in that case. Pelosi's office declined to comment on the ongoing legal matter, but a source familiar with the situation told Fox News Digital that the subpoena was related to Paul Pelosi's alleged assailant in the home invasion last year. So
he was home already.
Yeah.
It was an invasion.
Yeah.
Might not have been the type of invasion you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because you down there fighting some dude in his drawers, in your drawers, talking about, stop it.
Yeah. And then, like, remember when that story came out, it was a bunch of different, like, the cops were saying, like, yo, he was in the house when we got there. Yeah, he was still there. And, like,
obviously, let me hear it, allegedly.
Allegedly,
which is a quagmire. It's an oxymoron.
I'm 100% sure. Kind of.
Well, that this was a lover's quarrel.
Yeah.
Obviously, allegedly.
Yeah.
This was clearly a lover's quarrel.
Oh,
allegedly.
Gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it ties into the Obama situation. I don't know if you've heard the latest with the chef.
No, what happened?
Like, first of all, they said the call came in from somebody who was witnessing him fall off his board. And somebody jumped in the water and couldn't save him. Mind you, he could swim.
Right, yeah.
He could swim, and they couldn't save him. Then they said the call came from 2 miles away, and then they said Obama was on the scene when this stuff... This is getting weird, man.
Oh.
The reports came out Obama was there immediately when this happened. First they
remember,
said
the, they said he was like out of town and he was letting them use the house.
No, so and then somebody said the call really came from there, the Secret Service themselves, but originally they said it came from 2 miles away. How would you know from 2 miles away? This guy could swim his ass off. They showed him in videos backstroking. And how do you not get saved in 8 feet of water if somebody came in to save you? So the story is getting weirder by the minute.
Oh, boy.
But you don't hear about it in the press because, obviously, of who controls. Because,
obviously, allegedly, of who controls.
Of who controls.
Obviously, allegedly.
Obviously, allegedly. Yeah, that's the name of the show tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
This kind of goes back, and this does goes back into AI. So the Beatles, they released their quote-unquote last song. It's called Now and Then. And they use AI to finish some of John Lennon's verse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be a hit. Anything with the Beatles.
Yep, so the track
Michael Jackson used to own all of that stuff.
Yep, the track featuring the sound of every member of the British rock group was released on Thursday. And they use, again, John Lennon's voice with some of the lyrics that he wrote.
What about Paul McCartney's voice? Because that's not the real Paul McCartney.
Oh, I love that theory. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that is like,
yeah.
That is the best.
That is the best theory ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can see that.
Yeah, like that ain't him. Word.
That ain't Paul McCartney. That's the fake Paul McCartney. So this is a big thing going on here.
Yeah, so I think they recorded his, like, all of the original members, the three that didn't pass when John Lennon died. I think they all had that song in the tuck, and then AI finished it for them.
Okay, all right. I'd like to get my hands on it just to hear it, to see what I believe it, if it was what it was.
Yes, it said Lennon wrote and recorded the song at his home in New York City in the 1970s, and his wife, Yoko Ono, gave a demo to the remaining Beatles members in 1994, explained the band in a short film on the making of the song that was released on YouTube on Wednesday.
Yoko Ono.
She broke them up, right? Didn't she, like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the name.
Yes, and said to hear John's voice is...
Oh, no.
That's a thing that we should all cherish, and, you know, they all hype about that. But again, when it comes to AI, I think more of this is going to happen with rappers.
Yeah, yeah.
Rappers that passed away. I don't know if I'm going to hear that, though.
Well, Tupac has 7,000 verses.
This is true.
So they don't need AI for Tupac.
This is true.
But for other artists who've passed away, I mean, you know, I guess if it gets your cadence down... Mm. And some other things, you know.
I mean, I heard that dude create that Drake verse off AI. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
So
I've been listening to 50 Cent's audiobook, and I began to wonder, is it actually 50 Cent? He sounds like 50 Cent, but could it be AI? Because now they have the AI so sophisticated that you know how you read a sentence on your iPhone this is so that Siri can recognize your voice. AI has you read for like an hour.
Yeah.
So it can understand all your cadences, your style.
Your pauses,
where you normally. And so then if you tell it to read your book, it could read your book. And because I don't think Peace Family, I just had to make a critical decision to shut my vegan restaurant down for good today. We were open for 20 months. Wow. Due to.
No, why do I feel like a fake? Listen, yo, listen. Restaurant, first of all, business is hard.
Is this the one that was in Virginia? I believe we were supposed to go to this spot.
Listen, business is hard already.
Already.
Restaurant business is even harder. You know what I'm saying? Like 60% of restaurants don't, like, it's tough. It is tough.
And break down those statistics on how when people come to your restaurant, the chances of them coming back.
A second time and a third time, it decreases like by half each time of the halves. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It's tough. Restaurants are tough, man. And
restaurants are super tough.
Do not beat yourself
so
up.
Do not beat your. And then if this is your first business venture, there are so many ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Dude, sometimes what we have to do to make book, as we say, to get paid is not Don't think we up here glossing and flossing. It is a challenge when the economy affects, when you servicing the people. I gave you my spiel a month ago of me trying to just get $5 from people. You know what I mean? To help keep us afloat, keep our lights on. And so don't beat yourself over the head with that, but reduce it and maybe do a truck, right? Just showing you some other ways. We show up at a specific location that the traffic is bigger, and now you can reestablish, get everybody's email or something on the truck, like or have a scan code, QR code, scan here for a discount the next time you show up.
Absolutely.
And what you're doing is building up your email list and let people know when you're gonna have the next grand open to come out, because that restaurant business is tough regardless. I don't care how good you're. I've been to some great restaurants and I don't show back up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, where you have to go, all my reviews are 5-star. The city wasn't supporting it. All my customers were out of towners. That's another issue. Your customers are out of towners. If they're not traveling,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the city is not showing you support, allowing the locals to know that this is a great place to come. I like the vegan idea because more and more people are... We're doing a whole business course now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More and more people are concerned about what they eat. And so the timing is right with that. But traffic is traffic.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a Keefe D. You closed already? Or can we get Keefe D to come down there? Because not Keefe D.
The hell?
Keefe Lee. Jeez. This is why you can't listen to black guy.
I was like, wait, well,
you don't.
We don't want Keefe D.
You don't want Keefe D. coming down to your restaurant. My bad. You do not want Keefe D coming to your restaurant. Keefe Lee.
Yeah.
Keefe.
You know what? Lee. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that. That could happen to anybody.
Oh my God. Dot, my God.
That could happen to anybody.
Oh my God. But yeah, you want Keefe. Malcolm looked at me like, the fuck?
I was just like, wait, what? Where are you going with this?
You want Keefe Lee to come down and do a review of your joint. Yeah, so, yeah, but don't totally give up. Sometimes you take 2 steps back. Malcolm's going to hate this, to take 3 steps forward.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
2 steps back.
Because he always said it backwards. He go, we got to take 3 steps back to take 2 steps forward. I'm like, you still back. Like, that's not
yeah, yeah. So that's what you want
to
do. Get a nice truck where you can travel to high volume locations and let people sample that food, QR code them on a truck for their next order, tell a friend to tell a friend. And, you know, because I'm seeing more people do the truck thing because of the limited overhead cost. If the cooking is good, the cooking is good.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll put the bill in the mail for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But, we wish you the best. We really,
yeah, absolutely. Really do. Absolutely.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
And yo, listen, guys, if you guys have businesses, like, we want, like, we want to promote you guys. That's why we do commercials here, because we want to be able to use our platform to help. You get what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
And that is, like, really one of the reasons we have our database on our website of black-owned businesses as well that have promoted with us. So we do want to do that. We try to interview people as well on your business.
Yes.
So if you're listening right now, if anybody who has a business and you want to kind of get more eyes
on
it.
And we support.
We do support. We definitely do.
We order something and give a real honest, you know, breakdown on it. So don't let that go over your head while we're here. We're on 8 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We do pretty decent numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, something to think about.
How's the weather in New York? Cold.
Very cold. 29 this morning. I don't know what it is now.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, this past Halloween, Diddy said, he put up a video and said that, I think Universal Studios sent him a cease and desist.
Warner. I think Warner.
Oh, Warner, bro. Okay, they sent him a cease and desist that he couldn't dress like the Joker. And you believe that?
I don't believe that.
Me neither. I'm like,
like, first of all, it's Halloween.
Right. Like, how can they
how can they tell you they have a, maybe because he was using it for other purposes to promote, but he wasn't. He was just walking the street as the Joker. And he was a very good joker.
Unless they know. Like, we don't want no, you know.
Yeah,
some obviously alleged murderers.
Obviously alleged murderers who probably, but not for sure, definitely, allegedly kill people.
We don't want that connected to our brand.
We don't want that connected to our brand, my nigga. That's all we're going to say. You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe it was that. And so what he did was he pivoted and became the Dark Knight.
So, and again, they own by the same company. So if they would send you a cease and desist for that, they'll send you for that. Like, get out of here.
But maybe he found a loophole. Maybe the letter didn't say any of our characters. Yeah. You can't even play a cartoon character.
He just put up a, he was, I don't even want to go through this. Like, I got, you know, some stuff here. I don't even feel like going through it. But yeah, that's what they did. So I got to do something else. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so he became the Dark Knight. And I pretty good. With that kind of money, you know, he did a nice little skit about taking on corporate and this and that kind of stuff. And yeah.
Somebody said SAG actors aren't allowed to be characters from films. Really? Is that true?
Is that true?
But like, well, I didn't see nobody. Like, I saw other actors.
Let me get my girl Tashina Hano on.
Yeah. Like, she's
find out, you know.
You know what I'm saying? She needs to get to the bottom of this.
She'll get to the bottom and tell me what this is. But he's not a SAG. Is he a SAG actor?
He's been in some movies.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
He's been in some movies.
Maybe they found a loophole. I'm not a SAG actor, so maybe I could do it.
But I feel like I saw actors being other people too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or being other characters. I don't know.
Maybe with their permission.
Yeah.
They probably said, you can't even be a cartoon character. Yeah. We don't want you nowhere near nothing. We do. You know? Maybe.
Oh, man. So, Eric Adams, he had to rush back to New York because apparently one of his top fundraisers was raided by the FBI.
For what purposes? What, under what pretense?
So I'm reading it now. Federal prosecutors and FBI are conducting an investigation into whether Mayor Adams' 2021 election campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive illegal foreign donations.
The Turkish government?
Where does this go?
Where are they going?
Where does this go?
Well, you know, Malcolm, this entire realm of politics we know is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all getting money. The reason you get into politics, Malcolm, mm-hmm. is not to change the world. You get into it because this is a lifetime position. And through lobbying, which is the legal term for
bribe
and all of that, you can put yourself in position to make a bunch of money. Excellent interview on the Black Business Showcase.
Oh, thank you.
With Sincere Love to God.
Thank you.
He's doing his own thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. And so, you know what I mean? That's the only reason you get into politics. And you may go in wet behind the ears. I want to help change. No. When you get there, the first thing they're going to do is get some tapes on your ass.
Yeah.
And you are now going to work for their benefit in some way or capacity. And I don't think the Eric Adams situation is much different. He is trying to get these migrants out of here now. No disrespect, but...
Not facts.
It's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they riding around on mopeds. The crime rate, the moped crime rate.
I'm sure.
I hate them everywhere.
All they do is ride around.
Yeah. Somebody on the back snatching phones, snatching chains. And so that is a third world country crime. No disrespect.
Let's start taking some questions, guys.
Yeah, let's start getting some questions in here.
Steven Tyler. He actually is being sued for sexual assault for
Steven Tyler.
Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For something he did, or for something that may have taken place in 1975. The woman claims she was only 17 at the time.
All right. 1975. Dude, that was a long time ago.
Right. I'm always curious how they figured this out. Like,
and
how
then
do you know?
How are you going to prove any of that?
Yeah.
How?
I agree.
You know what I mean? And so that becomes, and why now?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Someone said they was 2 years old. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, they put Bill Cosby away on those charges. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. Let's take some questions, though.
Let's get some questions going in here.
Somebody, I've been hating on these city bikes for a while now. No, this mopeds. Like,
it's the mopeds. So,
and
bro,
that came about during COVID during lockdowns when like people were doing like Uber Eats and stuff like that. So a lot of people were on the mopeds. Because right. I think it's easier to get on with Uber Eats through like the biking. So I think like the moped was like the little way of kind of maneuvering
and
that.
And if you didn't have a driver's license,
that too,
you can jump on the mopeds.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And now, you know, these individuals are coming over here and taking all the Uber jobs.
Yeah.
You got people in Uber going, I can't work now because when I go to these restaurants now, it's 5 and 6 mopeds just outside
lined
waiting.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
Lined up. And so it is a little tough. What's going on in Sudan? I know what's going on in the Congo. It's real crazy now. A level of genocide that's going on that they're not speaking about because of all of the minerals and stuff that goes on there. Yeah, the phones and
they make
so
the
much.
iPhones, bro. Cobalt.
Yeah, cobalt. And so it is a lot going on. And I wonder if the Sudan thing is connected to that somehow because I did read about what's going on in the Congo.
Somebody said Steven Tyler actually looks like the Joker. He kind of does.
He does. He does.
Kind of does. Red Pill and Blue, they got their channel shut down.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah. And so now they have.
Did YouTube tell them why or did they?
They don't have to tell you why because you're in a rented space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so they now, I believe their membership, I believe their Patreon is still up and now, so they're having a membership in which they're trying to talk to the people there. But we already broke that down. When you're in a rented space, and YouTube is the reverse of everything else. So if you're wilding out, degrading, your channel is up. If you're teaching and trying to shine the light on the corruption that is, your channel get taken down.
Absolutely.
So why are we up here acting goofy, throwing some jokes in, mixing the truth in, giving you some satire, laughing, allegedly is so that we can at least rent the space. And none of the followers belong to us. They belong to YouTube. We're renting the followers.
Yeah. Somebody said, did you know a stuffed octopus could be considered anti-Semitic? So I saw that.
A stuffed octopus could be considered what?
So you know the girl, what's her name? Greta Thunberg, the climate change girl, she posted up a picture of her and her friends, like basically saying like free Palestine, and it was an octopus in the picture, and people were getting at her for being anti-Semitic. I don't know the entire truth. I saw bits and pieces of.
My brain is trying because when I think about a stuffed puss, I think that that's always a good thing. So now I'm being told that a stuffed puss is not a good thing. So you got to help me wrap my brain around all of this. That's what I'm saying.
Can we take some more questions, guys?
Questions.
Can we take some more questions, please? Please, put me out of my misery here, please.
Ooh, okay.
Jesus, man.
Never let Noble see any of these episodes.
Goodness.
I want him to think his grandfather is an upstanding, great citizen. He cared about humanity.
Goodness, man. You heard about the we spoke about those Pfizer facilities. So Moderna's stock actually dropped because they're not hitting their numbers as a result of people not wanting
the awareness, levels. Yeah.
Dan Malcolm said Elon Musk used Starlink to provide internet access to Israel like he did in Ukraine. I mean, if he cares. He acts like he cares on Twitter or on X. He acts like he cares about, you know, there being genocide, you know, kids and hospitals being bombed and, you know, kids being killed and stuff like that.
It would be the right thing.
But you know what's crazy? I be seeing some videos that are from Palestine and from Israel and stuff like that. They all look like Hollywood produced.
I know. It's hard for me.
A mother and she's a doctor, but her daughter was on a stretcher. So she's running through and there's a camera following her. Like,
it's hard for me. What am I watching? To let the movie Wag the Dog go in situations like this.
Yeah.
It really is. And even when you was on Sincere Love's podcast the other night, you spoke about you don't believe nothing.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe this stuff now of what's going on. Octopus is delicious. No, Lord knows puss is delicious. Puss is delicious.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you.
Who you got in the KC versus Miami game in Germany? Oh, right. It's in Germany. Damn, I would have changed my pick.
Who you pick, Miami?
I pick Kansas City. But
I pick Kansas City.
I just think
they're a better team overall.
Yeah. Though they don't look as
because he don't have no wide receivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did watch Spike the Dog.
Finally watched Spike the Dog.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff just doesn't look, you know.
With that being said, guys. Oh, Bob Knight passed away. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Knight.
I don't know what made me think of that. Oh, yes. Throw some Bobby Knight ammo. Yeah, Bob Knight passed away.
A very fiery coach. Yeah. Very beat your ass kind of coach.
Yeah.
Very throw chairs out into the, you know, he was something else. But he knew basketball. Yeah. Yeah, did you speak about the Nick Cannon Suge Knight situation?
No, I didn't know.
I think Nick Cannon was interviewing Suge from jail. I believe this is a series of interviews, maybe the same interview.
Okay.
But he said Deion Sanders was signed to Death Row.
Wow.
He said he spent over $500,000 on his album production, but Nike got involved because he was down with Nike. Nike did not want their athlete, their Goyim, to be associated with Death Row. And so he said all the music that came out was all Death Row, and he didn't get a dime from it or something else. You know, interesting stories I didn't know nothing about. I was wondering, not that Dion needed help to get a deal back then.
Yeah.
I was wondering who the label was, you know, that put that out.
Talk about the best high school in New York getting ass whipped by Europeans. Who? Basketball team? Who you talking about?
I don't know who you talking about.
Why would the Clippers trade for James Harden? No clue.
Because if they get him to buy in on passing the ball, they may have a shot because he can switch. He's a code switcher. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So he can pass the ball because you got shooters because their offense is a little stagnant and they had to get him out of Philly. So I guess, you know, I don't know what that means for Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know, and this and that.
We spoke about Brother Panning at the top of the show.
Yes, go check the top of the show.
Yeah.
We spoke extensively about Panic and his transition and all, you know, that him and his family are going through at this time. You know, why would the Clippers, all right, have a lot of calls always hurt? Clippers not winning. Yeah, they have a lot of players that's always hurt on the Clippers too. Yeah. Yeah. So that was probably like an insurance policy. When the Deion exclusive dropping? Oh, we got time.
Yeah. We got time.
Is there an actual lawsuit against FTX? Probably is.
Probably soon.
Yeah.
I think a class action lawsuit is definitely coming. It's too much money that was lost.
Yeah, too much money.
And even with that, so I think crypto, they're going to try to regulate that because of this as a precedence.
Mm-hmm.
As well as with AI. So they're going to try to keep, because like, remember when the internet first happened? Like, it was the Wild Wild West. People were just kind of able to kind of, you know, and then again with social media, again, regular people were able to just come in and just make money.
Yes.
With crypto and AI and things like that, it's happening again. This is like the fourth term. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think they're going to try to regulate it as much as they can.
Yep.
Did you see the Republican House representatives doing an impeachment hearing on Joe Biden? Yeah, they think they have a real case against him. I think they do as well. And every time I say that,
they got real cases against Trump.
Yeah, everybody.
His son, Biden, all of them, and none of them ever go to jail anyway.
Yo, there was
a shit show. Even Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a judge in Connecticut, I believe, who is trying to overturn, I think, an election because they found evidence of ballot stuffing, of absentee ballots.
I saw that. I saw them stuffing the ballots.
Right? So if you remember the 46 mules?
Sort of like stuffing a puss, but stuffing the ballots nonetheless.
Remember that documentary about the...
You hate me, don't you? Malcolm, it's an open invitation. You can smack me anytime.
Oh, my gosh. The documentary about the ballot stuffing in the election, the presidential election. So I think a precedent has been set regarding that election fraud is possible because they tried to act like it never happened.
Yes.
So we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes.
But guys,
With that being said, check your email.
Check your emails.
Check your text messages.
Check your text. I'll send out another reminder tomorrow.
Super duper duper sale going on. You know what I'm saying? Jump on that before, you know, everybody
2,000
else
mules. That's what it was called. My bad. 2,000 mules. Oh, I did see Caesar's brother confront Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, I did see that, but...
Pressed him a little bit.
Nah, yeah. He didn't. He was just like, because Joe has more to lose than him.
But tag you it, like I could get you. You
true.
Know? So sometimes just showing up at the same place you are is showing you're not untouchable. Yeah, yeah.
All right, but don't forget to like, share, subscribe. We appreciate you. Members, we will see you guys tomorrow morning. Bright and early.
Bright and early. Bright and early, like they do. Tag you it tomorrow morning. So like get some rest.
And next week I have more information on the pop-up shop that I'll be a part of in Delaware.
Okay.
So that's happening November 18th. I'll send you guys links if you want to join.
Yeah.
If you want to see me out there.
See Brother
information.
Malcolm out there.
And peace. We'll see y'all next week, Monday.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.